Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet filling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's the six-pack of Ravens defensive observations in the 28-24 loss to the Patriots. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
With all the trash that occurred last night, especially in the second half, I do want to mention that might have been the best game of Trenton Simpson's career. Trenton Simpson had six solo tackles. He had a sack. He had two tackles for loss. That's the best I've ever seen him play as an NFL football player. So I put that at six because the rest is going to be destroying them.
They skull F this trade deadline pretty good. Our Darius Washington is such a better football player than Aloe Gilman. It ain't even close. Aloe Gilman got thrown on six times in that game. 5 of 6 for 83 yards. 3 passes of 20 yards or more throwing at Gilman. They just avoided Starks and threw at him. And if Marlon was on that side too, all the better. The Henderson goes down. They lose their best screen element. So throw it to Stevenson and let him make Aloe Gilman. Yeah,
he did make a miss.
Yep. Like, don't believe the hype. This was enough. They gave away a guy who got 10 sacks. I don't like Owe. I would have never traded him in a million years for a safety that had no future in the place he was in, who was a fifth or sixth round pick for a reason, who's not a ball hawk.
Got a pick,
who's
too,
not
Jason.
A playmaker, who isn't good in coverage. Like, stop. Stop. And our Darius got hurt so long ago. You look at the tempo he brings. You look at the physicality he brings. You look at him when they bring him on a blitz versus Gilman when they bring him on a blitz. Like, of all the moves you could have made to try to get better, on a night where this kid holds the ball for 3.5 seconds and still destroys you, This is what he did. Sunglasses at night. This is it. Fire his ass.
Number five.
So they build a team with nothing but defensive backs. And Drake May played his backside off. But my God, did he make a lot of cross body, cross field, sideline throws. And I counted at least 6 that were late or were behind the guy where the DB had a chance to make a play on the ball. Including one that wasn't all the way to the sidelines, but was across his body to the slot on the final drive where Wiggins couldn't catch the ball. How can you invest all your assets in DBs and none of them, including Kyle Hamilton, superstar of super, none of them ever, except for, oddly enough, Marlon in December, pick the ball off? What are we doing scouting DBs when we got pass rushers who can't get home until they leave here? And we got DBs who cannot catch the football. This guy was dying to throw a sideline pick. My God, he should have thrown probably 3 of them. And they came away with none. Because they never come away with them.
My 5 is Ardarius Washington, who, yes, he was making impacts on the field. But man, oh man, the same reason he wasn't drafted, his height. If he was just 5'11", he gets a hand on that fourth down play. He jumped the route, tried to dive. He tried to prevent Stephon Diggs from catching it, 4th and 2. But his size it cost him in that play. And Stephon Diggs gets the first down. They end up going down and winning the game.
Number 4.
Would you care to guess how many 300-yard passing games Drake May had as a pro going into last night?
The same amount as all of us combined. Yeah.
Yeah. He threw for 380 last night.
He threw for two in the fourth quarter.
Drake May is an MVP candidate, but Drake May hadn't done that before. And again, another example. Drake May cooked this defense.
Who are the highest paid players on this defense now that Matabike's hurt?
Roquan, Hamilton, and Marlon?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Three Stooges joke in there. Something like, bro, I'm sorry. I need to hear that Kyle Hamilton is like, I need to hear something's really, really wrong. Like,
well, he can hardly move.
Shut him down and get him whatever he needs to get. But like, the way your defense is built, if those guys are all liabilities, it's over. You got no chance. And I got news for you. Roquan's been a liability since you paid him. And you ran to pay him off of 8 games with McDonald that we've never seen again. You can go find an 8-game stretch of Kyle Hamilton doing one thing with McDonald. I defy you to find 4, let alone 8 games outside of it, where it looks like that. It ain't even been close. And Marlon's another guy. They keep him around because the GM really likes him. He's in the circle of trust. You can get him on the cheap. Well, you've paid him a lot of money over the years. And I know he balled out last year, but everybody who had their last great season last year, you fell for it. But those three, oof.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. He's got similar top threes, but they all got to be better. And I was concerned Marlon was going to get beat over the top. He did. Gave up that touchdown repeatedly. Had the interception in the red zone. Yeah. But
Booty gave up on the ball.
Oh, he totally gave up on the ball. You invest all your resources on the defensive side of the football in your DBs. You can't give up nearly 400 yards at home in a game you have to have. And look, the pass rush, it was sort of feast or famine. They hit May a lot. They did get some sacks. But he was still completing passes, like times where he's in the grasp. And like, you can't invest all your resources in the DBs and get roasted like that.
It's a six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Stephon Diggs revenge game, I guess. I mean, he's a local guy. They passed on him a bunch.
Killed
dude,
him.
9 catches on 10 targets for 138 yards.
Killed him.
How do you let Stephon Diggs, who's like an 8 to 10 yard move the chain guy, average 15 yards a catch on that kind of volume? 10 freaking targets. 5 different Patriots had a passing reception of 20 yards or more.
Matt Collins was
this
cooking.
Is supposed to be the strength, the best secondary in the league on one of the best rosters in recent NFL history. How can it be? And that's you know who didn't have a 20-yard pass play? Henderson, because he barely played in the game, but I got news for you. If he didn't get hurt, he would have.
Yeah, we're simpatico. Apologies. I said all last week that the Patriots didn't have a receiver that was worthy of any attention. And Stephon Diggs, 9 catches, as Jason said, for 130
turn back
yards.
The clock.
He was damn good last night.
Number two.
Two is Marlon got cooked all night long. Now, he had the pick early, but Booty gave up on the ball, and he basically threw it right to Marlon. He got cooked, and he tackled a guy at the 5-yard line and was fortunate and called for a PI because that would have been another bad play for Marlon Humphrey. He was awful. And he gets turnovers now and then, but he has not been good all year long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You don't win in this league against good quarterbacks without pass rushers. They sacked him 4 times. There's 4 credited sacks. One is on a direct snap to a position player. One is a sack basically at the line of scrimmage where he broke free. He was able to complete crosser after crosser after crosser to guys who are not fast because he could hold the ball for literally 3.37 seconds was his time to throw. When guys hold the ball for 3.4 seconds in this league, they're supposed to be on their ass, not throwing for 400 yards against you, not leading an 11-point comeback. It's a joke. And even the pressure, he had almost 3 seconds, 2.91 time to pressure. When they did get pressure, they had to sell out to do it because they don't have any pass rushers. They might appreciate them. They don't identify them. They don't develop them. They don't cultivate them. And they don't pay them. So against real quarterbacks this year, and we could throw, look, let's throw Caleb in there because he's going to the playoffs, just like this kid's going to the playoffs. In the 8 games against real quarterbacks, they're 10 games. They are 2-8. 67% completion percentage, 17 touchdowns to 4 picks, 266 yards per game, a QB rating over 100, 15 sacks on 404 dropbacks, 3.7%. How about the 3rd and 12s and 3rd and 13s when he had forever to get plays done? And I'll say this, the kid to me had fear in his eyes early in the game. This thing was steamrolling in a bad way, and I'm like, he looks jittery. He started throwing the outside balls they could jump, telegraphing some of the sideline throws. I thought if they had a real pass rush, they could have got to this kid, and they could have made this game over at the half. But instead, they let him get hot. They couldn't get to him unless selling out to do it, and they got exposed again by a good quarterback, which is all this defense does.
Number one.
It's the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL since 2021. I mean, it's three defensive coordinators. So, I mean, look, Orr should definitely be fired. Yeah. He shouldn't have got the job in the first place. We said that in real time. But, like, the fourth quarter collapses are unbelievable. Let's just take it back to McDonald. Let's leave Wink out of it. Since 2022, they are 31st in the NFL, allowing 5.4 yards per play in the fourth quarter. They're 26th in opposer passer rating in the fourth quarter. They are 32nd, 22nd in interceptions per attempt. 43 passing touchdowns since 2022 in the fourth quarter. Nobody else in the league has allowed more than 36. They have the worst EPA in the fourth quarter by far in the NFL since 2022. 489 points allowed in the fourth quarter since 2022, 30th in the NFL. So that's 66 quarters, Bone, which equates basically to 16 games. So in the span of 16 games over fourth quarter since 2022, they're allowing 31 points per game. Because 489 divided by 60, they're allowing
that's math.
31 points per game over the span of 4 years with two different coordinators, one who got a head coaching job and is doing a really good job with it. But you're telling me it's not the players. Okay.
The defense stinks. And as Jason pointed out, they got some sacks, but they gave Drake May way too much time to throw when it mattered. And there were too many third and longs that were converted. It was a disaster.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
It's in their DNA, guys. Like, they just wilt in the fourth quarter. Facts are facts. This isn't even opinion at this point. It predates all these different coordinators, some of these different players. Hamilton's been here through a lot of it. Okay, you bring in Roquan, you stabilize. Roquan's been here through, like, Marlin going back to when he, what was his rookie year? The Tyler Boyd touchdown? It's like, this has been going.
How about Eric Weddle couldn't chase down Tyreek Hill?
We've seen it in the playoffs all the time. They don't have guys who get to the quarterback. They don't have guys who pick off good quarterback. Yes, Russ in December when he's cooked and he throws it to Marlin's belly. Yeah, May early in this game when he was jittery, when he was crapping his pants a little bit, when he's like, oh, this is different, and he throws the scud that Marlin. That's great. Who else?
They don't have closers on that
side
of the
football. They're all first-round talents, but they're so great at this. Jaire Alexander, that was a great signing.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts. Who are you blaming about the game last night and this season, frankly? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.